Hello, Donna.
Oh, hi, Sharon. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm very, very well. First of all, thank you from the outset for giving us your time and having a chat with us. It's much appreciated.
Oh, thank you.
Some people may take a little bit of adjusting seeing you play, can I say, a bit of a dowdier role than usual?
Well, I like to play character roles, and it was a nice part to just get lost inside of.
Would you say she was a bitter, unhappy person, or how would you describe Dorothy?
I would say she was an exhausted person who had been working since she was a teenager, waiting tables, and she had a kid when she was young, and she didn't have anyone to help her, and she was a Depression-era woman, a Depression-era mother who was really impoverished and, you know, found herself in her religion. And so she was a very old-fashioned with narrow values.
Does fame make it difficult to actually be yourself in public? Or, you know, have you ever gotten used to, you know, the incessant kind of spotlight?
Well, at this point, I've been famous for more of my life than I haven't been famous. So it's pretty normal for me. And so it just seems it's pretty much the way it is.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here talking to you on the bike at the gym. So I mean, it's like it's really pretty much it's not a big deal anymore.
Oh, that's lovely. Thanks for letting me know what you're doing. That's fun. With the younger actors and actresses that are coming through, do you get a sense that you could actually teach them a thing or two? What would you be advising the younger throng about the industry?
You know, it's your job, and if you want it to be your career and last forever, you have to take yourself seriously and be professional, and you know, don't act like it's some kind of, you know, it's all sunglasses and flashbulbs. You know, get up, do your job, be on time, be professional, be courteous, be thoughtful.
Can I get a little insight into what some of the highs and lows of acting have been for you? What have you gotten most joy out of over the years?
Well, I get a lot of joy that it is, in fact, my career, and that it's been going on a long time, and that the people in the business, I've known them for a very long time. It's a great pleasure that these people are my colleagues, and that We've been in it a long time. We've been in it together. And, you know, I've grown up and now I'm starting to grow older with a lot of the people in the industry. And I take a great deal of value and pleasure in that. My manager has been my manager for 26 years. And I really am grateful for that.
Is it difficult to find loyalty in the industry, in Hollywood, so to speak?
Well, of course, it's like anywhere and in anything, but I think if you are loyal and you are grateful, loyalty and gratitude can find you.
We're very proud here of our people like Hugh Jackman and Nicole Kidman and Cate Blanchett and Isla Fisher and a whole raft of them. What are your thoughts on our Aussie contribution to the film industry?
Well, I think it's clear that there's some good, wholesome values in your country. And some, you know, good camaraderie in your country. Because not only do you have actors coming out of your country that are working and successful, but they're friends with each other.
What would you like to see happen in the world? I know it's very broad, but I suppose I'm just curious to know what are your passions?
I would like to see young people use the internet and Facebook and Skype to show each other across borders that they are so similar. That this is what my house looks like, this is what my mom looks like, this is what my food looks like, this is what my town looks like. Because anytime you get a negative leader in your country, the first thing that they do is to close the borders and start to tell people that outside these borders it's scary and it's wrong and the other people are bad.
Yeah.
And as soon as you show people what your place looks like, they can see for themselves that that is a lie. So as long as young people communicate through the borders on their electronics, all of this kind of fascism and dictatorship will fall through the common sense mm-hmm. and logic of seeing that we're all the same. So I just want young people to keep communicating and keep sharing their peace and joy and love for each other so that the borders will fall through the common sense of seeing that we really are so much alike.
Well, that's lovely to hear. Well, I think our time is kind of wrapping up, Sharon. And have you, has your workout over or are you still going?
Oh, yeah, I'm still on the bike.
You're still on the bike. Well, just have a great workout, and thank you so much for talking to us about Lovelace and other stuff, and hope to see you in Australia soon.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.